Sometimes psychiatric practice forces doctors to grapple with contradictions in their treatment, as it did for commentator Alyssa Eli.
Michael's in restraints again. He's a small boy for 12 and seems too fine-boned to be fearsome. But there's no accounting for size. In his violent moments, it can take 6 staff members to restrain him. During the week, the hospital holds classes for children who are patients. It's an approximation of normalcy. Michael lost control over some math and threw a chair at the teacher. He's on the floor in the quiet room now, physically immobilized and screaming, "Get them off me, Ned!" 3 men are carefully holding various parts of him. One is talking into his ear. Presumably this is Ned. I'm here to sign the restraint order and make an assessment. It will be brief. No one in his right mind is going to talk to a strange doctor he's never seen before and will not see again. That's just sensible psychology. Michael intelligently ignores me. While Ned talks into his ear, I read the chart. In and out of hospital since the age of 4, set on fire and beaten by his father, hospitalized for medical as well as psychiatric purposes. Since his admission here, Michael has needed restraints almost daily for assaultiveness. Violence taught him to meet any threat he perceives with a greater force. He mastered this lesson with his fine bones. He's come here to unlearn it. But because he never learned about nuance and dialogue, only physical restraint controls his explosions. And what is a restraint to Michael but more violence, which he is supposed to be unlearning? Someone once wrote, "People aren't solved." It's a dilemma, worse in a life like Michael's. Now in the quiet room, Ned nods to the other staff. They begin to release the motionless Michael, one limb at a time. Ned is still talking to him, days and weeks and months of talking. Ned has some kind of faith. And though Michael has not been solved, though he has no cause for faith in return and no real reason to change, Michael sits up slowly, as if it's morning again.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist who lives in Massachusetts.